You're listening to the Rockingham Baptist Church podcast. We hope you enjoy our sermon of the week. For more information, please visit rockingham.org.au.
The message this morning is a continuation of prayer. And I don't know what to call this sermon. Maybe the Lord is near. Maybe unity. Maybe our relationship with God. I'm not sure. But we'll see what hits your heart, what comes out as we get into it. One thing I do know is that we pray many reasons and many situations. Matthew 6:6 says this, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." There's this private, intimate prayer that our Father sees, that only He sees in this situation. But then Matthew 18:19-20 goes on a bit further. It says, "Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." Amen. Together we pray. We pray on our own, in secret, where God sees us. But we can pray together as well. And God's there. We're in agreement. There's unity. In Romans, in chapter 8, verse 26, it says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with wordless groans." Those moments in your life, you don't know what to pray for. Perhaps the situation is so immense and so big, so devastating. You don't know what to pray. But the Holy Spirit comes and intercedes, and our groans are known to God. Then if we go into Ephesians 6:18, we pray warfare. The armor of God is on us. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We can take the very word, the scriptures, and pray them in the battle against the enemy. We're praying for someone to come to know Jesus. The armor's on. We're ready for battle. Different situations, different prayers, different. The next prayer is so familiar. It's the Lord's Prayer. Jesus says, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This prayer, it's so familiar. It's so unifying, so comforting. We can come to God and say, "Help us with our needs." We come to God and we say, "You're holy, Lord. You're everything." And we ask for His kingdom to come to earth and His will to be done. Such an awesome prayer. There's a little tradition that we have in our family around the dinner table that my daughter Alice started, where she says, "What's the best thing about your day?" or "What's the highlight of your day?" And as we do that, we go around the table and we talk about the things that stood out to us that day. Sometimes it's a bit of a drag. But I think we've grown to love it as a family. Like We kind of look forward to it. There's an expectation that we come together and we build relationship with each other that way. We could think of our dinner as just getting our needs met, having our food in our stomachs and eating and refreshing ourselves and relaxing and having a meal together. But it's more than that. It's about building relationship. It's about being together, finding out about each other, seeing what our days were like as we went our separate ways and we come back and we talk about what's going on in our lives. And sometimes I think, well, not sometimes, but all the times, I think our prayers are like this. They draw us into a relationship and a unity with God. And not just with God, but with each other. Our prayers unite us. They bring us together and they bring us to God. But why? Why pray? Did you hear the psalm this morning? Psalm 139 says this: "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I rise, you know when I sit. You perceive my thoughts from afar." It isn't lost on me today that God knows already what I'm saying to you guys right now. "You discern my going and going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely." So why do we pray to a God that knows us so well, so intimately? Why? He knows everything we're going to ask him before it's even here, before it comes out of my mouth. He knows it. So why do we pray? I just want to say today, we pray to deepen our relationship with God. We deepen our relationship with him and we deepen our relationship with each other as we pray. See, it's not about God getting to know us. It's not about, he knows it all already. He's got it. Those moments where we come to the Lord and talk to him in our quiet place or together as a group or in anguish, or we're fighting the battle, he already knows. So it's got to be about our relationship strengthening in him, us getting to know him more, us becoming closer to him, drawing closer to him, becoming more one with him. And of course, one another, the greatest commandment, right? Love God and love one another. I'm always the one when I come to pray, I need to learn. I need to be pruned. God helps me grow. God is listening. God is available. We can come to him and pray in these many different ways. Has anyone called Telstra recently? Has anyone called their telco or their bank? Have you had an opportunity to do that? Who got through to the CEO? First call. You pick up the phone, hello. Yep, no worries. We're just patching you through to the CEO of the company right now. And that person's going to listen to exactly what you've got to say and they're going to help you with it. That's not my experience. I ring and I wait for a while. I listen to some music that I don't really like. Or maybe I like it. I hum away, dance around the house. I don't know. I have to choose. I have to get the right option. If I get that wrong, I have to go back to the start. And then they say, why don't you just go online? And the answers are there. And then you go back and you say, no, I want to talk to someone. And eventually you might get there. And that person may be able to help you. And all of a sudden, an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours of your day off is gone. I wonder if there's anyone here that needs a special day off to go and do all these things and make these phone calls. Funny, isn't it? Our worldly experience with communicating with people at times is so vastly different to how we can go straight to God in our prayers and talk to Him directly. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. We are doing the prayers of Paul. I'm going to get there, okay? But I have to start with Jesus. Do you know the hours leading up to Jesus being crucified? Do you know what he did? One thing he did? He prayed for all the believers. I find that, it's for me, it's unfathomable that God himself prays for all the believers that are going to come. From that point all the way through, everyone who is ever going to believe, Jesus prayed for them. Jesus prays that we may know God, that we may have unity, that we all may be one as Jesus and God are one. Jesus prays that the unity in us will send a message to the people that God sent Jesus. He sent the message that he loved the world, and Jesus prayed it. I want to read to you John 17, verses 20 to 26. Because if you could have any prayer prayed over your life, I think this is one that you need to hear. So Jesus says, "My prayer is not for all of them alone." And he's talking about the disciples there in the previous prayers. He says, "I pray also for those who will believe me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be one in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." He goes on to say, "I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those who you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you and they know you have sent me." Verse 26 says this, "I have made you known to them and you will continue and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them." Does that not change your life? It has to. The God of the universe wants to know you and be in you. Jesus prayed that for you, all of you here this morning, that you would know him so well. In fact, he prayed that you'd know him so well, that we together would know him so well, that the world would know that God sent him. I love it. God wants us to know him through his son, Jesus. God wants us to know him in the same way that Jesus knows the Father. Can you imagine that relationship? That's how God wants to know you. He calls you to pray to him. He calls you to read the Bible. He calls you to come and know him and understand who he is. Jesus goes on just to say that, you know, it's the unity that we have. And the world will know. Through prayer, we become the very message of Jesus. We become the gospel. We get to take that message out to the believers. I believe that prayer is the start of evangelism. Last time I spoke in church, we were talking about evangelism. I don't think that has stopped. We don't go from that series, "Oh, we're just praying this time." We're still evangelizing. We're still trying to build disciples, but we can start it in prayer. Did you notice my haircut today? All right. On Thursday, I had an assignment due. I had to get this ready. I had all these things going on. The list was endless. But I thought, I'll go get a haircut. And I wasn't procrastinating. I really felt I had to get a haircut. Chris didn't make me get a haircut. Jules didn't make me get a haircut. Wasn't getting a haircut because I was preaching. I just wanted to get a haircut. So off I went. As I walked into Rockingham Mall, I prayed a really quick prayer to God. I said, God, can I share the gospel with someone today? Within 20 minutes, I was having my haircut. And through a series of questions, talking to the lady who was cutting my hair, actually the first, it was a random question. The first thing she said to me is, do you get angry? Yes, we all do at times. But then those questions, she started to relax. We talked about life and how long she'd been cutting hair. But incredibly, what happened is that we moved on to faith. She asked me what I did for a living. And I told her, it's funny, when people ask me that question, it either shuts a door or it opens a door. This case, it opened a door. And I got to share with her why I love Jesus and why I believe in him and my faith in him and the fact that he had saved me. But it's just amazing. It's just such a testimony to God that we can pray these things. And within moments, we're doing it. But he's already organized it. He's already got it sorted. And I think back to, why did I have an urge to go and get my hair cut? Maybe that's God telling me something, and maybe that's me being obedient. I'd like to think it is. I love those opportunities. Paul's prayers don't change from Jesus' prayers. We have been doing the prayers of Paul, but I needed to get this out to get to this. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, Paul says this. He says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he began a good work in you and will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Again, we have these prayers of unity. Paul says, all my prayers, all of you. It's unity. It's what Jesus prayed for. Paul's praying the same thing for the church in Philippi. He prays and he gives thanks because of their joining together in the gospel. Partnership from the first day. A partnership in Jesus Christ that he shares with them. And then he's confident of all this. He knows that his Lord Jesus has started a good work in these people and that he's going to carry it on to completion. So good. The last part of Philippians in chapter 4, in verses 4 to 7, there's this amazing prayer. Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do you know how near he is this morning? He's in us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Lord is near. You know how near this morning. He's John 17 near. Go and read it. I, Jesus myself, may be in them. I love that we're gentle in our message. Let your gentleness be evident. Bring your requests, church. Bring them. Wait for his peace as it embraces you and transcends all your understanding. Our hearts are in Jesus this morning. We have an awesome opportunity tomorrow. So I've got to say, I can't send you away this morning without some action, some homework. We have 12-hour prayer coming up for one day. Can you do it, church? Can you pop your name down on the table this morning? Take a slot and pray in unity, knowing that the other people that are praying with you love Jesus and are in unity with you. The unity in this church could bring unity in our school. It could strengthen that relationship. We can go to the Father tomorrow expecting more and more and more. Has anyone read the board out the front of the church about the history? I hope so. There's a history of this church that I wasn't here for. I don't know many people that were here for this. I'm not here to tell you the story of what happened in great detail because I wasn't there. All I know is that there's a scripture written out the front of that church, and it's in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. There's a group of people that came here. They were part of this church. And they said, we need a school. And this was the scripture. It's evident when you read it that was at their heart. I can only imagine the excitement and the joy, the rejoicing as God brings the finances to buy land, to see a school build, to see it grow, to see students come on the first day, the very first day that they were open. I can only imagine. But what I do know is that they were all the believers that Jesus prayed for, just as we are, and that they have this scripture at their heart, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. Can we go tomorrow with 12 hours of prayer, taking 15-minute time slots, and go with that attitude, knowing that our church is history, the people have been there and done that and seen God's glory, knowing that he can do it again? Can we pray for our church and pray for our school together and ask Jesus just to change things, to change the lives of students and families that come to this school? Can we evangelize to those people? Can we pray for the teachers? Can we pray for the staff? Can we pray for the leadership that are over there fighting for people to know Jesus? I think we can. I think we can pray together, all gentleness, all humbleness. We can go and do it. It's our mission. You can't all be there at school physically. We can't all be there. I understand that. But there is nothing stopping us from praying tomorrow. We have the time. Just really encourage you, church. Grab a time slot and pray for the school and our church tomorrow. And let's just sit back and see what God does.
Thank you for listening to the Rockingham Baptist Church podcast. If you would like to learn more about our church family, get involved, or have someone pray for you, you can email us at office@rockingham.org.au or send us a message on Facebook.